Good morning. Once again, welcome back to the Mirai Breakfast Show. And of course, we are moving on and we are the last hour of the show for the day. And our last story of the day, as we mentioned earlier, is coming from, it's about the upcoming General Elective Assembly of the South Sudan Football Federation that is expected to take place on 15th of this month here in Juba. And of course, the race for the seat, the South Sudan Football Federation is heating up ahead of the 15th of August elections, which should have been a straightforward democratic process, has since started being clouded by postponement and constitution disputes and disqualifications of candidates, and also accusations of some of the candidates, and a lot of stories being put up, and the conversation has been very hot, McLean, in the town about the issue of the General Elective Assembly of the South Sudan Football Federation that is coming up on 15th.
Right, and joining us today in the studio are Tong Majok. Welcome to Radio Miraya.
Thank you so much.
And also we have another guest, Ernest Faulo. Welcome to Radio Miraya.
Thank you so much.
I hope I mentioned your name right.
Yeah, it's right.
So both of them are actually members of the body responsible for conducting this election for the SSFF. And we will ask them how the process is being managed and also respond to concern from candidates, clubs, and also the wider football community, because there has been a lot of dispute, a lot of posts on social media about the recent election. So good morning to both of you, and thank you for joining us. And maybe I will start from Tong. Can you walk us through the timeline of this election process from when it was supposed to take place up to now?
Thank you so much, colleagues, for having me. I'm Tong Majok Athian, the chairperson of Electoral Appeal Committee. In fact, these two committees for the elections were formed based on the Article 63 of the South Sudan Football Federation 2025. The Electoral Committee is the first instant body, and the Electoral Appeal Committee is the second instant body. We have started our process on day 30 of June, which has ended with the initial list, which was actually displayed out by the Electoral Committee on day 31st July 2025. And then the process for the appeal started on date 1 of August, which has continued for 3 days consecutively. And then we started to look into those appeals on date 4 until date 8. Mm-hmm. So we have issued the decision on the appeals that have been lodged by the different candidates and to their counterpart on date 8, and I believe the decision was well verified after we have actually we verified all the documents of the appealants and the objectors who have actually managed to lodge the objections against the rest. We have issued the decision on date 8, August 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, let me bring in Paulo, because people were really concerned about why the General Assembly was postponed several times.
Okay, really, I thank Madam Raya for hosting us. I thank the host, Mr. Captain Pawan. So the issue concerning postponing of election,
mm-hmm.
So according to the law, the term for the office is executive committee, it is 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the last General Assembly was 2021.
Mm.
Accounting 4 years, so it's supposed to be held this year. So is supposed to be conducted last month, which is July. But according to the procedures, the legal procedures, is supposed to respect certain procedures, because election is supposed to connect with the procedures.
Mm-hmm.
According to the electoral code, the process is supposed to take 45 days.
Mm.
So in order for us to respect that time, so the Congress said, then they decide, let us respect the procedures, and then they adjourn it for addition 21 days. So that's why we are going to have an elective Congress on the 15th of this August.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what was the requirements or the requirements for candidates to apply or to get the seat of the
Federation?
Yes, the Federation.
The leading seats. The leading seats of the Federation.
Yeah, the leading seats, according to the Article 38
mm-hmm.
statutes, talking about the Executive Committee. So the Federation is supposed to be led by Executive Committee. That executive consists of 16 members.
Which two of you are members in?
No.
Okay.
We are electoral committee.
It's electoral committee.
To conduct the election in order to bring those 16 positions
mm-hmm.
in the board.
Mm.
So that 16 position having, we have president, first president, and second vice president.
Mm-hmm.
So these are three leading seat in this 16, and the rest are members.
Okay, so let me bring in Tong, because there are some accusations that new constitutional amendments, such as the requirement for multiple endorsement, were designed to lock out certain candidates, like, for example, Ting, that you're supposed to get endorsement from local clubs plus other endorsements. How do you respond to that?
Thank you once again for this these questions. Before I could answer that question,
mm-hmm.
Actually this law was tabled before the General Assembly,
mm-hmm.
and the General Assembly deliberated on it, and they discussed it thoroughly. And at the end, they passed it into law.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not something that has been framed by the elections committees.
Mm.
It was actually something that has been passed into law by the General Assembly of the South Sudan Football Federation.
Mm.
So Article 31, Paragraph 3, is stipulated that for any member, especially for the position of the presidency of the South Sudan Football Federation, you have to be nominated or proposed at least by the four members of the South Sudan Football Federation.
Mm.
Of which the person that is accusing us and is accusing me specifically as the chairperson of the Electoral Appeal Committee did not meet anyone. So it was not actually proposed by one of the members of the South Sudan Football Federation. So as such, we look into his file.
Mm-hmm.
And we have decided that this person is not qualified to contest for the position of the presidency of South Sudan Football Federation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, and Tong, as a chairperson of the Electoral Appeal Committee, mm-hmm. So in the press conference that you guys, you people conducted,
mm-hmm.
There were outcome of the appeals that some of the candidates that appealed, and just like Magdalene mentioned, there were a lot of criticism being put on the Electoral Committee that they are not fair enough on other candidates, and you mentioned one of them that the issue of the requirements that was requested, and some of the candidates did not fulfill those requirements. That's about candidate Deng Yel Teng. Yeah, and there's another candidate, Advocate Kamal, also being disqualified. The last what was missing on his requirement.
That is a good question. Actually, the decision that we have come out with it, it was the decision of the panel.
Mm.
It was not based on one, it was not a one-man decision.
Mm.
We sit as a panel, as per the law, and discuss the objections or appeal that has been lodged to the panel. In regard to the candidate, Advocate Kamal John Nyaret, there are numerous of issues that have been raised by the objector, Agustino Maduat Parek. And we, as a panel, we decided that we don't want to disclose those things in the press conference because we considered Kamal as one of the senior advocates in the country. And if we manage to raise those things, then it will affect his legal standards in the community and in the Republic of South Sudan. So we managed to maintain it, and we say that when he comes to us, we will tell him these are the things that have been raised against you. If need be, we will expose them. And that thing has been taken as an ill intention towards him by others, that the Electoral Appeal Committee is having ill intention towards Kamal.
Mm-hmm.
But I will break it down today for you so that you will understand, and also the public may understand what actually has taken place. One of the things that has been brought into our attention by the objector was that Kamal is having the issue of a company called Gemtel. And Gemtel is a foreign company that was operating in South Sudan. It was a Libyan company, something like that. And he and his team, they managed to take the shares of that company. That thing alone will bring up the question of integrity and honesty, which is not in line with the Article 21, Paragraph 1 of the South Sudan Football Federation.
Mm-hmm.
So as a panel, we say if such a person been given a position to be the president of South Sudan Football Federation, he may even take all the assets of the federation.
But Tong, have you applied this rule to investigate backgrounds of candidate on everybody, including General Modud, the current president?
Yes, you know.
And you find nothing behind him or behind
even Amin? Yeah, we find nothing behind him. Not only that, Kamal has been convicted by the High Court of South Sudan, and that one doesn't go together with the Article 38, paragraph 4, Roman 6. It says if you have been convicted before, you are not eligible to contest for the position of the presidency.
It is
one of the requirements.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about Tong? The same thing also applies on him?
Yeah, the same thing. He was not.
Okay, now the public is saying that this committee, the electoral committee, is not actually independent and that there is political interference from outside the football family interfering with your work, even helping you to make decisions. This is what the public is saying. That's why we are putting the question here. So how can you assure the public that this election is actually free, credible, and fair from such influence, whether from security, whether from people with high power or anything? Paolo.
Yes. I think Ernest, because he's the chairman of the electoral committee.
Yes.
Yeah, he'd be the relevant person to answer that.
Yes.
Okay, thanks once again.
Mm.
الحقيقة نقطة أدير عرضه بالتفاصيل عشان الناس تسمع.
يعني
خاصة في موضوع بتاع التدخل السياسي والتدخل الحكومي وما شابه ذلك.
والقوات الأمنية حتى.
القوات الأمنية حتى. لجنة الانتخابات تم تكوين بتاعه بواسطة جنرال أسمبلي.
من
الحال قانونيا ما في زول عنده حق يعين عضو في لجنة الانتخابات إلا بتصويت من الجميع العامة. جنرال أسمبلي قاعد يوم 20 وقام أينوا أعضاء بتاعت لجنة الانتخابات وأعضاء بتاعت لجنة استئناف الانتخابات. ده واحد. نمرة اثنين، القانون المنظم للانتخابات والقانون المنظم للتكوين والصلاحيات بتاعت اللجنة بتاعت الانتخابات واضح جدا. القانون ده بيؤدي أنه أي عضو في الانتخابات ما يقدر يجتهد من أفكاره الذاتية ولا من هوياته الشخصية إلا he's supposed to follow the law and the procedures. So الإجابة بتاعي الدايركت للسؤال ده أنه طريقة التكوين بتاعت اللجنة وطريقة بتاعت عمله الشغل بتاعه بيعكس أنه اللجنة ده ما عنده هي يعني محاسوبية ولا إنه تدخلات أخرى سياسية ولا أمنية. So ده إجابة بتاعي للسؤال بتاعت أنه في إنه اللجنة ما محايدة وكده. ما في زول في اللجنة ده تم تعيينه من قبل الرئيس بتاع الاتحاد ولا سكرتير بتاع الاتحاد. اللجنة ده تم تكوينه من قبل أعضاء بتاعت الجميع العامة.
So Paulo, هل أنتوا بتأكدوا للناس برا أو to the public إنه انتخابات ده مش يكون حرة نزيهة ما فوقه أي تلاعب؟
الانتخابات ده هتكون حرة ونزيهة بناء على الإجراءات والإرشادات الفيفا بتطلب أنه أي انتخابات بتاع أي عضو تابع للفيفا لابد يكون عنده إجراءات معينة. سو الانتخابات ده هتكون حرة ونزيهة بناء على رقابة بتاعت الكاف ورقابة بتاعت الفيفا والقانون يعني حتى الإجراءات جميع تفاصيل بتاعت الانتخابات ده منصوصة له في قانون الانتخابات. سو أي مواطن ممكن وأي زول مهتم بالرياضة ممكن يقيس عملنا ولا شغلنا بناء على الإجراءات الموجودة في القانون. لو زول حسة ولا إنه شاف في إجراء هنا ما طبقناه ولا طبقناه بناء على مصلحة ولا ميول معين بدون حياة طبعاً في إجراء قانوني بإمكانه يعني يتقص بموجبه يصحح عليه.
مولانا إرنس, أنا دايرك توضح في بعض يعني هي في يعني زماننا خلاص انتهى, لكن في شيء مهم دايرك توضحه. طبعاً السكافة والكاف وفيفا قاعد يكون عندهم لجنة قانونية, قاعد يكون عندهم يعني legal team. دورهم شنو في الجمعية العمومية ده بخصوص الجوت الكتير حاصل في شكاوى, في هل المرشحين اللي تم إقصاهم أو سقطوا من الليست النهائي هم عندهم طريق إنه يصل للريجنال بوديز ديل, ولا أدوارهم شنو legal teams بتاعت الفيفا كاف والسكافة؟
إجرائيا وحسب قانون الانتخابات أنه أي قرار من لجنة الاستئنافات لجنة الاستئناف تاعت الانتخابات ولا لجنة الانتخابات القرار ده يتم استئنافه في سويسرا في كاس محكمة التحكيم الرياضي. ده السلطة المختصة أنه يراجع جميع قرارات بتاعت لجنة الانتخابات ولجنة الاستئناف الانتخابات. ده بالنسبة للإجراء إذا كان فيه زول استئناف. بالنسبة للدور بتاعت الكاف والفيفا في الإجراء ده رغابي, هم من حيجيبوا وفود إن شاء الله بيصلوا يوم 14 قبل الانتخابات بيوم, بيصلوا هم من معنين برقابة إجراءات الانتخابات بموجبه لو حسوا ولا بموجبه أنه لو في إجراء خير سليم وما يتماشى مع إجراء الانتخابات الفيفا والكاف عندهم سلطة إنه يدخل بموجبه يصحح الإجراء بإجراءات قانونية معينة. Yes.
شكرا جزيلا مولانا تونغ رئيس لجنة الاستئنافات باتحاد جنوب السودان, ومولانا أرنس فاولو هو chair of the electoral committee that will be in charge of the coming election on 15th of this month. All the best and thank you so much for coming. Radio Miraya.
شكرا لك.
Have a lovely day.